Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got an old friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's been with us once before. It's been about a year since he was here. David Barron is back. And when we first met David about a year ago, he was, just a little more than a year ago, he and his partner had founded a company called CSEA, and they were producing caps. I wanted to call them baseball caps, but they really weren't. And so I asked the guys to join me a year from now. I said, come back in a year and tell me how your startup is doing, what have you learned, what mistakes have you made, how are things going, and that's exactly what's going on today. David Barron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back. First, let me congratulate you. You lasted a year. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Another year, I should say. How old is the company now?
The company is now a little over 2 years old.
All right. So, you know, do you have any idea what a milestone that is?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's been a whole lot of work, and I think we were able to pivot, and so that's why we're able to last.
Well, and you had a very interesting 2 years, too, because you started out making caps.
Correct.
I didn't want to call them ball caps, because when I think of a ball cap, I think of one where the bill is curled and the traditional way that you see golfers and things like that. But your caps were more like the Ricky Fowler kind of caps, weren't they?
Yeah, they were for style. Honestly, that's part of why we pivoted. It wasn't
so. Time out, David. Let me see if I got this straight. So you're saying the way I wear a ball cap is not stylish? Is that what you're saying?
Not at all, because I wear them the same way you do. I think
okay.
We discussed that.
All right, I just want to make sure I get that straight. All right, so you went into ball cap business, and I remember asking you quite a few questions about choosing that industry. Now you had a partner in those days, didn't you?
Correct.
He was here with you that day that you were here before. Remind us his name.
His name is Zeeshan.
Yeah. Now, you guys were partners in the hat business, but since then, you have changed the focus of your business, and you guys have parted ways from a business standpoint, right?
That's right. So what happened when we transitioned actually today into, well, we'll probably get into it, into futons, we understood that his skill set was less cut out for this new version of the business than it was the old.
Yeah.
And because we were best friends first,
right.
I cared about his personal development, and he didn't want to hold the business back at all. And so we very amicably decided, you know what, it's best that he pursues his software development in New York, and he's doing very well for himself. And we're
so you guys, you started out as partners. Then as the business evolved, and they always do, they all evolve. Oftentimes what you start out thinking you're going to do is not what you wind up doing a year or two or five from now. There are variations. I've said, you may have heard me say this before, David. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely.
And so yeah. So you guys split up amicably. And you kept the business, and you continue to march.
Right. It's definitely something that he can come back to in the future when it lends itself to digital promotions. And
he's always a resource that you'll have. You know what is possible for him.
Correct.
So what made you decide to switch? I mean, this is not like you went from making shoes to socks. I mean, you went from wearing. From making and selling something you wear to something you sleep on.
Right. And so the core of it was that we reached an audience, and that audience really liked our brand.
Yeah.
And we weren't particularly proud of what we were producing. It was something that wasn't functional. It wasn't solving a problem. It was just a piece of fashion, just like any other.
Right, right.
And so because we had this audience and we really wanted to solve a problem for them and something that we had experienced ourselves, and so we identified the college futon market.
So you stayed with the demographic, but you sought out, you looked for other things, that you looked for other solutions that were being sought by the same demographic.
Right, and we kept the brand, and we've applied that to a new product that resonates with this audience.
And it's a futon.
It's a futon.
So the young people, the people who wear the straight bill caps, are also the ones who are probably in college. And if there's one thing every college dorm, every college apartment probably has, it's a futon, right? In case there's some relics out there who may not know what a futon is, tell them what it is.
It's a couch that functions as a bed as well. They're generally supposed to be mobile, and so they're put into college dorm rooms. And
it comes with like a big bolster that sits in the back in case you want to use it as a sofa, and then you take it off it to sleep on. Is that right? Is it kind of like that?
That's right. Yeah, it's a couch and bed, and ours functions as a few different things, but generally a couch or a bed.
But it's handy, especially in a dorm room. It doesn't take up a lot of room. You can fold them up too, can't you?
You can. Well, you're supposed to, and this is why we built ours.
So you can get them out of the way if you need to, and if somebody needs to bunk out at night, then you just open it up.
Great. That's absolutely correct.
Or it's your full-time sofa, and you just leave it there, and when you want to sleep on it, you take the big bolster off of it. Okay, so how did you find out that that's what they needed?
Aren't there other futon makers out there?
I mean, these have been around a long time.
They've been around a long time, and the main futon makers for the college audience are the Targets and the Walmart, big box stores that are making a conventional couch.
Whoa, time out. Let me see if I got this straight. You, this little bitty company, decided you were going to take on Target and Walmart in the futon industry? So, David, when did you decide you wanted to hit Goliath with a rock?
Sorry, what's that?
When did you decide you wanted to hit Goliath with a rock?
Well, I decided I was going to do that when they weren't addressing the market as well as I would have liked, or not well at all.
So you thought you could do it better?
Absolutely. I'm not trying to compete on price. I'm competing on value.
That's what I was looking for. That's what I wanted to hear you say. Did you hear that, folks? This modern-day David is going after Goliath, but he's not going to compete on price. You know what that statement means? That means he's probably going to make it. 20 after, right back with David Barron. We're talking about his new futon business. Not a new business, just a new futon business. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. By the way, his company's name is CSEA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.